Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Savage now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Metkovich moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Metkovich moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra fires to third and picks off Metkovich. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peck. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0-for-1 in the game. Juist hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Juist for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to third. Fain moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first, with Savage covering, for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Feller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox pinch hits for Bob Savage. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill McKen now pitching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Joost. Mitchell moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell moves to third. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metkovich moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Peck reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKen fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Poole pinch hits for Bill McCann. Ray Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to second for the out. Boudreaux moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 3 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.